She wanted Bertie to know what it felt like being inside her skin, waking up to the clear, bright chiming of St. Pancras bells in her first room of her own. Resting in bed, watching the grey morning light lying in pools on the faded carpet, falling onto the dark, yellow, grainy wallpaper, the battered yellow chest of drawers and tiny wardrobe. She knew this room intimately, better than any place she had known in her wanderings. She wanted him to live her excitement as she left work, the long, monotonous day scrolling shut behind her, stepping out into the glorious dusky light and the clamour and spectacle of London hurtling past, feeling the pavement under her feet, the lamplit evening expanding around her, watching the endless file of hansoms and horse omnibuses rattling along, bearing hordes of unknown people to unknown destinations, being shoved and elbowed by home-going workers as she took in the profusion of colourfully decorated shop fronts and posters that seemed to promise immeasurable delights. The thickening darkness mingled with the gold of city lights. The sound of a barrel organ was all but drowned out by evening paperboys shouting their headlines stridently, reminding her that the great capital was but the foreground of a worldwide drama. She wanted him to experience with her the adventure of simply taking a bus across town without being accountable to anyone. The sense of being easefully carried along, drawn by the momentum of the traffic, watching the city unfurl from the bus windows, the glory of the silhouettes of buildings outlined against the sky. Joyously in love with life and with her freedom, giddy with the feeling, thinking, until you've been alone in London, you aren't entirely alive.